Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial here on a sunny day in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online, either through DCNowRadio.com or through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Well, separately, they're Breeziana, Freeze, and Tannerman, but together they make up Loose Screws, and they're making their first appearance here on Conversations Live to talk to us not only about their love of music and what fun they're having making it, but also to introduce their new single, I'm a Star. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hey!
How are you guys doing today?
Lovely, lovely.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being on with us, and congratulations on the success of I'm a Star. It really is one of those songs that has really taken off, not only through YouTube, where it has, you know, hundreds of thousands of hits, but also, of course, you know, now it's available on iTunes and Amazon.com, and, you know, that's one of the exciting things. Tannerman, let me start with you. What has this journey been like for you to be able to share your music this way?
Oh, man, it's been so crazy, so fun. You know, I never thought just doing this as I was growing up that I would be, like, having fans and so many people just wanting to hear more of me and my group. It's exciting and breathtaking.
Yeah, yeah. And Breeziana, for you, you know, people have really remarked on you and, you know, what it's been like for you to kind of light up the screen there, especially on the YouTube video. What has this experience been like for you, Bree?
Bree's having a little difficulty over the phone.
I don't think our phone can connect right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Freeze, what about you? What has the experience been like for you?
Yeah, like Tanner said about the fans, man, that's just crazy because, like, we hear people singing our songs and stuff, and people come to us and wanting our autograph and stuff, and it's just crazy because a lot of stuff is happening so fast. You know
right.
I mean?
Yeah,
we never thought it would blow like this fast. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mentioned, of course, the fun aspect of the single, guys. You know, and you can really tell, you know, that you guys had a lot of fun with it. Do you think that is probably what one of the big things that people are catching up to, the fact that you guys are having fun with this, Freeze?
Hello.
Hello, Breeziana.
Okay.
All right, Breeziana.
I was calling, but the when Marie sent me the text, it had like a 2-5 at the beginning. It wouldn't let me dial the number. So,
we're so glad that you could join us, Breeziana. Welcome to the show. I was just asking the guys, and I can ask you too. You know, what has it been like for you to see the response? You know, to the video and also to the song. What has this experience been like for you?
I think it's been unreal. Really, like I feel like it hasn't even, like, settled in with us yet, like, how crazy it is, how it took off so fast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, but Freeze, now I was just saying, you know, it's obvious that you guys are close. It's obvious that you guys are having fun. Do you think it's the fact that you guys are so in this thing together that is what people are picking up on, the vibe that's coming from you guys?
I think they're just loving the look all around, like, the music, the song is just like a springy song, you know what I mean? It gets you ready for the spring, gets you ready to go outside. It's just, I feel like they love the way we look and they love the way it sounds.
Yeah.
But I totally
yeah.
agree with you, like what you're saying, because I feel like when people are watching us, if it wasn't for like our friendship, like how close we all really are and how you can see it, like I feel like it wouldn't have that same effect on people that it does just because we're best friends as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tannerman, take us back, Tannerman, to how this all began. How did Loose Screws come together?
Oh, my God, it's so crazy. I had known Freeze since, you know what I mean, since we were young, you know, and we used to always do music together and just, we never were officially a group, but we always did music together. Mm-hmm. And then It was my 21st birthday, and I knew Brianna from middle school and high school, and I knew that she could sing, and I invited her to my birthday party, and I told Freeze that she could sing, and he asked her to, and she did. Then we begged her to be in a group with us, and she was down, and then the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now we have, of course, Loose Screws and this great song. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We have Tenorman, Freeze, and Breeziana joining us. Separately, you know them by those names. Together, though, they are Loose Screws. We've been talking to them about this journey they've been able to take, where literally hundreds of thousands have tuned in to the YouTube video of the single you guys are going to be hearing here on the radio, I'm a Star. But also we're talking about this journey for them as well. So, you know, Freeze, you talk about, you know, how fast this has happened. We know, you know, even though it is quote-unquote fast, but you guys have been working so hard. What has it been like for you to see how your hard work is paying off, though?
It's like the biggest prize you could ever do when you record a song in the studio and then you get such great feedback from it. It's like a relief that you did a good job in the studio. So I just love the fact that we can actually do these songs and people love them.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like we do.
Yeah, and Breeziana, for you, you know, there are, and I noticed some of the comments actually on YouTube, they were, you know, remarking not only about, of course, loving your voice, but loving your spirit. Have you always been that open and happy, or has music been a big part of your kind of fitting into that skin?
Well, music definitely plays a huge role in it, because, like, it's crazy because when we record the video and, like, when I get in front of the camera, like, and I'm performing our songs, it's, like, a totally different feeling than, like, in the studio when you're actually recording it, because now you're getting to perform it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a great way, it's like an outlet. It's a great way to, like, express yourself and put your all into something. So I feel like that's what people gather from watching, is that they're seeing that, like, I really do, I feel like the best way I have of expressing myself is through music. So when I can get that out through the videos and the music, I love that people catch on to that.
Yeah, yeah. And Tanner Mann, to kind of piggyback off of that question that I asked Breeziana, I want to ask you about that, you know, coming alive. I think music does different things to different people. Talk to us about music and how creating music, how it has moved you and helped you to be the person you are.
I mean, I think music is a great thing. Like, I'm a real competitive person, so, like, I take it as, like, just like an athlete, and, you know what I mean, you want to be the best in your sport, we want to be the best in our craft, you know. So, I mean, I think that it's made me a better person today, definitely kept me out of a lot of trouble. The group is just so creative, and I know that it's put all the three of us in a great positions in our life, and we're hoping to put it in better places.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you guys are definitely headed in the right direction, I think. And if this single is any indication, yeah, guys have a lot more in store for us. So let's talk about the single. The title, as I mentioned, is I'm a Star. I'm going to ask my producer, Jeff, to get it ready here. But talk to us a little bit, Tenorman, about how the song came about.
Well, the producer who made the beat, Casey Graham, he sent it to our manager and he sent it to us, like, months before we recorded it, and I had listened to it, and I liked it. I just knew it was real catchy, and then we kind of just forgot about it for a while, and then we were going to do a studio trip to Ohio, and we started listening to it in the car again, and at first, because I remember Breeziana said she didn't like it, but then on the way to the studio trip, I heard her in her headphones listening to it and kind of bobbing her head, so I knew she started to feel it.
Yeah.
And then right when we got there, they brought the beat up, and we kind of just vibed out. We all threw out ideas and came together and put our heads together and just made that masterpiece right there.
Yeah. Breeziana, take us into that time for you. Tenorman mentioned, of course, he heard you listening to it. Talk to us about how the song kind of evolved for you.
Well, first when I listened to it, like everybody's saying, that reggae vibe, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which is, for us, is something that we haven't really done very much of. Like, we love reggae music, but we haven't actually, like, put down, like, a reggae song yet. So we were like, that was really the only thing that had me, like, skeptical about it, because the sound, I wanted it to obviously sound like us, you know what I mean?
Right.
So then Tanner and Freeze had mentioned the beat, so I looked it up, and I was in the car on the way to the recording session, and I was listening to it, and I definitely could hear us on it, so I was like, well, we should do this. Well, then we got there, and like Tanner said, we just listened to it a couple of times and came up with, like, the hook, and from there made the song, and it was just crazy how, like, the song that I didn't even really picture us on, as soon as we all started laying our parts on it, I feel like it couldn't have been anybody else on the song because it was, like, for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Freeze, Breeziana just mentioned there about your sound. How would you describe the sound of Loose Screws?
I would just say that we're real, like, crazy and fun, and, you know what I mean? That's all you hear when you hear us. It just sounds like a party when you hear us. I feel like we definitely have a lot of party music, but that's not all we have, though. We're all artists, so we all put our minds together and make great music, and we have a lot of more stuff to come on our album, Still Screwing Around.
Yeah, Still Screwing Around. We're going to definitely talk a little bit more about that. Here is a single, I'm a Star. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. You guys stay with us.
I'm a star. A couple girls, some drinks, and a DJ. I am Tanner, man, baby. Me and my screws getting screwed up daily. Take the middle one, buddy, pay me. I'm a star anyway, you trying to shade me.
Yeah.
Tell it.
was I'm a Star by the group Loose Screws here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners. Also online through DCNowRadio.com on the East Coast and BlogTalkRadio.com worldwide. We're actually joined by Freeze, Tenorman, and Breeziana. They've been talking with us not only about, of course, themselves as a group, but what it's been like for them to experience the success of this single. Guys, I'm going to tell you what it was about the song, even before I knew I was going to be talking to you guys. What was it that really drew me to the song was the message of the song. And that is that, you know, you don't have to judge your worth by where you live, what you have. It really is about the person that you are. Freeze, how important is that message for you? It's not only as you're living your life, doing what you love, but also sharing that with your fans.
I just feel like that's a good way to be you. Not worrying about money, because we don't have it, and we're not going to let it change us when we do get it. But for right now, we're still going to be us. I feel like that's what we want to get across to all of our fans.
Yeah, Tenorman, for you. I mean, I'm sorry about that. Tenorman, for you, how important is that message in remaining true to?
I think that the message for I'm a Star, you know what I mean, for everyone just to know, like you said, like you don't have to have nice things. I mean, it's not about what you have or where you're coming from. It's just about where you want to go. Everybody has the capability to be a star. All they have to do is actually try to be one.
Hello, Tenorman, can you hear us? Hello, Tenorman, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yes. No, I was just asking you, how important is that message or that song for you as you think about what you love to do with music?
I just answered it. We must have cut out. But what I said I think it's a very important message for everyone to know. Like you said, it's not about what you have or how much you have. It's just about where you want to go and are you willing to take the extra steps to get there. You know what I mean, everybody can be a star, but everybody can't be a star because you have to actually try to be one. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly, right. Breeziana, for you, you know, you are the only girl in the group, and a lot of times, especially for young women, you know, there is a lot of pressure to, you know, to be able to really shine because, you know, they're girls. You know, what do you hope the message of that song does for, especially for young women, to show them about, you know, being happy with who they are as individuals?
I mean, exactly what you just said, like being happy with who you are as an individual. Like, I feel like a lot of girls try to be someone else, like another, like a celebrity or somebody, when really if they would just be themselves and like not worry about trying to be somebody else, but worry more about just perfecting who they are as an individual, then they would see that they would be a lot happier with themselves and that they would have that like star tendency. Like it's just like right now with our YouTube video and stuff, like people are posting like, she looks like this person, she looks like this person, which is understandable, but at the same time, like, they have to understand, like you need to be yourself, because if not, then you're just being somebody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Even harder. It's easier to be yourself than it is to be somebody else, that's for sure.
Yeah, totally agree with that. I think that is a great message, and I appreciate all three of you guys, for sharing that. Again, Breeziana, Tenorman, Freeze, they make up the group Loose Screws. The new single is I'm a Star. Yeah. It's available right now through iTunes as well as through our partner at Amazon.com. That's where I got it, on Amazon. You can get it for less than a buck right there from Amazon.com or through iTunes. And make sure you guys let the group know how you feel about the song. Guys, Tenorman, I'll go to you for this. How can our listeners stay in contact with you guys as well as find out more information about the song and what you guys have coming up?
You can find all of our information off of our website. That's www.loosegroovesmusic.com. Follow us on Twitter at loosegrooves_. Like you said, you can get the song on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. There's plenty of other websites out there. Almost any website you can download a song off of, you can probably find our song.
All right. Well, guys, congratulations again on the success of the single. I know there's going to be a lot more coming up from you guys, and I hope you guys will come back. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Definitely. Thank you for having us.
So much. Yeah, hey, definitely. Hey. Thank you for having us.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. You know, it's always great to be able to share great messages like this, and we appreciate the members of Loose Screws for coming by and sharing with us, you know, not only how they became who they are today, but also the message that they're sharing for all of us today. Again, the single is I'm a Star, available right now, so make sure you guys do check it out. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we actually tagged the group there on Twitter, so you'll be able to find them. But as Tenorman says, it's just at loosescrews_ where you guys can find them there. They also have individual Twitter handles as well. You can look those up on their page as well to be able to stay in contact with them individually too. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're heading up to Massachusetts for our resident chef, Bruce Treader. He'll be giving us our quick and easy cooking segment of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online through dcnowradio.com and blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
Dinky, the Nurse Mare's Foal, by Marta Moran Bishop, is based on true events. It will rip your heart in half and then stitch it back together. As Dinky tells his story, we are given a glimpse into the dark side of the horse industry. It opens your eyes to the fear, pain, and heartache that many horses face in the cruel world of animal marketing. You can find Dinky, the Nurse Mare's Foal, at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, the publisher's website, www.catmoranpublications.com, and many other online retailers. Although heartbreaking at times, Dinky's story is suitable for all ages.
The Parrot's Purse.